My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, we have some interesting breaking news in the NFL side. We'll get to in a moment. Nothing huge, but it could impact us. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. And we asked for the just your favorite resorts in the state of Michigan. And this is because I found a list of the top 10 resorts in the Midwest. 4 from the state of Michigan made it. I'm going to read some of these, and then we'll tell you what made the list. Obi in Canton says Boyne Mountain. Boyne Mountain's got a lot to do. It's got a lot to do. It's great for kids, Kang. Avalanche Bay and the water park there. And
they love water parks. No, I've heard that.
Yep. It's a good spot.
You know what the thing about Michigan resorts, too, and maybe this is with a lot of other resorts?
Yeah.
They get booked up quick, man. Yep. Quick and early.
Yep. Bay Harbor, Jeff and Trenton. Yeah, one of my favorite. Probably not a great, not as good a place for kids, but good place to take the missus. Will says Traverse City Resort. I don't know what that is. Grand Traverse Golf Resort. That's from Trevor in Chelsea, Michigan. Jim and Shelby says a Homestead Resort by Empire Michigan, 4 Seasons, Sleeping Bear Dunes, and private skiing. Rick says the Bavarian Inn in Frankenmuth. Ryan in a pie van writes in the Grand Hotel in Mackinac. Tim in a truck says Zender Splash Village. And Vince says the Grand Hotel. Here is what the winner, the top resort in the Midwest, was the Deer Park Inn in Lake Forest, Illinois. I know nothing about it. Others that made the list from the state of Michigan, the Hotel Iroquois on Mackinac Island, the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Hotel Iroquois was number 4. Grand Hotel was number 5. Number 9 was St. John's Resort in Plymouth, Michigan. Been there for a wedding. And Mission Point Resort on Mackinac Island. So 3 of the 4 from the state of Michigan were on Mackinac Island. Some of the resorts. This was put together by Travel and Leisure Magazine. Hotels were classified and ranked on rooms/facilities, location, service, food, and value. So there you go. All right, so from the NFL... It is now official. Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade after an offseason. This is according to Mike Garofalo from NFL Network. Officially requested a trade after an offseason of unsuccessful attempts to reach a contract extension. Despite a recent meeting, the Niners haven't been willing to engage in negotiations since May, so Ayuk has respectfully asked out. All right, so... Where do you think Ayuk falls in the pecking order in San Francisco? Kang, do you know?
You got obviously CMC is probably number 1, Christian McCaffrey. And then Deebo Samuel is such a versatile, different type of receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably right there with CMC. So I would say 3rd. George Kittle, great tight end, but they use him to block a lot. And Ayuk is very underrated. I don't know if people around here appreciate how good Brandon Ayuk is. He is one of the better receivers in this league.
Brandon Ayuk last year led the San Francisco 49ers in receptions. He led them in targets. He led them in yards. He had the longest catch of the year. He averaged the most yards a game. And he tied for the most touchdown receptions on a team with George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Christian McCaffrey, all as receiving options.
Deebo was hurt last year, though. So
he only missed, according to this, he only missed two games. Ayuk missed one. But he was hurt.
It was three, but the three, basically, the Cleveland game, and he was out like very, very early. Deebo Samuel left that game very early.
Well, true. The difference is Ayuk played, Samuel played in 15 games. Ayuk played in 16. Ayuk had 75 catches. Samuel had 60. Look, I mean, I get it. He's not top of the pecking order there in San Francisco. I don't think this impacts the Lions in any way, in that I don't think that Brandon Ayuk will be traded to Detroit. But does this add to the supply of available wide receivers and hence maybe make another wide receiver a possibility in Detroit? Because if Brandon Ayuk gets his wish and gets traded, that's another team that won't be trading for, let's say, T. Higgins. So, again, we talk about this all the time, supply and demand economics adds to the supply. The Lions have a bit of a demand at wide receiver. Now, just because Ayuk wants to be traded doesn't mean he will be traded. But does that bump somebody down in the pecking order and allow Detroit to make a move for a receiver and maybe not have to give up as much?
I love hearing this breaking news because I'm hoping, the best thing is San Francisco loses him for like draft picks or something, you know?
Right.
I don't want the Niners to get better. I want them to get worse. This makes them worse. You just read off his stats. He's one of the most important players on that offense. He's the best pure receiver they have. Deebo is a mixture of a receiver and a running back. They give him the ball as a running back a lot. They throw him the ball a lot, but Ayuk is their best pure receiver. He wants to get paid like Justin Jefferson. Whether you agree with that or not, that's just where the market is, and that's why they're at this standstill. I don't think the Niners want to give it up, clearly, and Ayuk wants that cash. If the Niners get worse, that's all I care about. This is a big deal. I bet you in San Francisco right now that he wants out. Get me out of here. I'm not playing for the Niners this year.
I'm a little surprised looking at this. The Niners do have some cap space.
Well, they also went and drafted receivers early in the draft. I felt like they knew that maybe they can get squeezed another year out of Ayuk and then move on.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they're kind of getting to the point where you can't keep everybody.
No, you can't.
And they took Ricky Pearsall out of Florida with their first round pick. So, yeah. Does he get traded is question one. And I don't know that he does, but if he does, their likely return is probably draft picks. And it waters down the wide receiver market a little bit if the Lions decide they need to make a deal. I also would love to see, San Francisco, if they fade from contention, Ayuk could be a trade deadline deal. I mean, they're considered a favorite in the NFC, so the idea that they would fade from contention. But there's always major surprises, right?
Yeah, they're considered the favorite, in the NFC.
But there's always major surprises.
Sure, of course.
And
well, I think one of the reasons why they're considered the favorite, though, is because Brandon Ayuk is on the team.
Yeah. Let me ask you another weird question. Do you think Receiver, the Netflix documentary, brought this to a head? Is it a coincidence that was released last week and he officially asked for the trade this week?
I think it's just a coincidence. I mean, they've had some issues for a while now. Do I think the show helped or hurt? I don't. I don't think it would have mattered.
Because basically on the show, it's about two other guys on the team. And it has nothing to do, why did they choose those two? Well, they're important players and they're probably personalities. But if you're Ayuk, does it feel like these guys are getting marketed and I'm not?
It's possible. I mean
I'm just kind of workshopping the idea here.
No, I mean, it's possible. that he doesn't feel as appreciated, but I think the actions speak louder than words, and I think all he wants is his contract.
So what's funny about it, though, I mean, is when you listen to players talk and when you hear them talk amongst themselves and the stuff that they emphasize and they think about, I wouldn't count out that the TV show and seeing all the publicity that it gave Deebo Samuel and George Kittle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Might have bothered Brandon Ayuk. I mean, when you hear players say, I want to be the highest paid blank in the league, it sometimes obviously is because you think you deserve it. And other, I mean, but it usually to me feels like it's being driven by ego. I want to be the highest paid player in the league. So egos can be fragile things at the professional level. Maybe it had nothing to do with it. I just kind of wondered in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I think receivers, generally speaking, are all, you know, kind of egomaniacs because they, for them to perform and show their worth, they need the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They need the ball in their hands. As much as blocking, everyone loves a blocking receiver or a decoy down the field, they know the headlines are catch touchdowns, right?
Yep.
Catch first downs. So, yeah, I mean, he might see that, okay, they're focus on Deebo, focus on George Kittle. If they would have paid him, I don't think he would care. Now, this might not have helped, but this could be a situation, too, where Chris Jones last year, didn't he want a big contract with the Chiefs? And
yep.
He just basically sat out until he couldn't sit out anymore and ended up playing that year.
Yep.
So I guess, I mean, Ayuk, who knows what's going to happen?
We talk about Detroit's window being open for a couple of years. I mean, is San Francisco's, what's San Francisco without Brandon Ayuk?
Well, they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy at some point, too.
Yep. So, you know, is San Francisco's window even shorter? Is this it?
They've handed out some big contracts over the last few years. Bosa, Samuel.
Interesting. 248-539-9797. So I guess what we're rooting for here in Detroit is for him to get traded for draft picks. That's the best chance that might be the best that they can do, and it might weaken their team that's on the field in 2024.
Trade him to an AFC team for draft picks.
Yep. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Gator out today, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.